It's billed as the wedding capital of the South. The scenic beauty draws couples here, and perhaps some legislation initially helped people to tie the knot as well. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers and the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Every town likes to think it has something good that sets it apart from the rest.
We are just a naturally romantic place. I mean, it really is. We always say there's something in the air, something really special about Eureka Springs.
Mike Bishop is the past director of the Eureka Springs, Arkansas Chamber of Commerce. This area provides a very beautiful backdrop for a wedding, but other factors may have initially helped bring folks here as well.
Marriage laws and licensing and stuff has changed in the states around us over the years. But at one time, there wasn't a waiting period in Arkansas, and that was different from other states. And so that was one of the things I think that prompted us early on as far as our wedding boom that we've experienced. And we're still, we position ourselves as the wedding capital of the South.
Besides the springs noted in the town's name, one of the earliest and still well-attended events is the Passion Play.
Millions of people from all over the world have made the pilgrimage here to see the Christ of the Ozarks. And with that, of course, with the great Passion Play being a great nighttime outdoor drama, it still holds a record as the most attended outdoor drama in America.
This is still a small town. Yet during peak travel times, it swells to accommodate many visitors from points near and far.
Our standard population is around 2,000 people here of actual residents that are here, but during about 8 or 9 months of the year, we swell to about 8,000 to 10,000 people a day. So we have to be geared to be a big city and a small city at the same time.
It's a place where people tie the knot and folks simply come and experience the Ozarks. Traveling the countryside in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.